Are you guys ready for the word of the Lord this morning? Are you ready to hear amazing testimonies of his goodness and of his love this morning? Okay, I want to introduce today's speaker. She is absolutely amazing. She has a heart of worship, not just on Sundays, 7 days a week. And I can vouch for that, having worked with her 3+ years. She's a woman who speaks truth continually and speaks the word of God out of her mouth. She loves on our youth. In fact, she loves on all ages, pretty much from babies. She loves babies all the way up to if you're in your 90s or 100. I've seen her love well through the whole gamut of generations. I respect her. I'm inspired by her. And I know you guys are going to be encouraged, inspired today. Join me in welcoming up Pastor Christy Brodean.
What a day, what a life. Thank you, Jesus. As you, most of you know, this is my amazing husband. He's the best in the whole wide world, so I want him to pray before we get started here.
Yeah, Lord, we just come before you and we thank you for your love and your presence that's already filled the room today, God, that we can just feel so strongly, Lord. And today we just come before you and we just thank you for the gift of mothers and the way that you beautifully designed them, God, to just raise children to be strong, powerful women of God, Lord. So we just pray over the mothers in the room right now, Lord, that they would just experience your love and your presence in a new way, God, that they would feel unified today, God, that they would feel together, Lord, and that together as a house, we would just be strengthened to raise healthy families together, Lord. And God, we just pray over our speakers today, over my wife today, Lord, that your heart would be connected to their heart as they speak, God, that your truth would flow through them, God, and that your love would be released through their words and their hearts today, God. And we just thank you for the gift of each one of them and the gifts that you've placed inside of them, the words that you've placed inside of them, the wisdom that they carry, God, to be released through you today, Lord. And most of all, Lord, I just thank you for the gift of this wonderful child that's being raised in my wife's body right now.
Coming sometime early January. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I love you so much. Woo, we've been so excited for that moment. Oh, what a day, what a time. Woo, thank you, Jesus. You guys are the best. Oh, that just did my heart all the wonders and then some. Thank you for being the most loving church family who, there's just no one like this church family. I mean, just the gift of people who come alongside and will cheer for you, celebrate with you, and it's just such a miracle. So thank you, everyone. All right. It is Mother's Day. Praise the Lord. There is who is a baseball or softball fan in the room? Can we raise our hands? Wow, that's low numbers. That's sad. That's very sad. Pause, family. You'll understand what I'm about to say here. Okay, so in baseball or softball especially, you have a walk-up song. Does anyone know what a walk-up song is? That's like you choose this specific song, and whenever you get announced to go up to bat, they play your song. This is the song that we have decided is going to be the walk-up song for all of our mamas, all of our women in the room. This is our walk-up song. So we're going to start the service off before I announce our speakers that are coming up. Here is their walk-up song. So if we want to bring the lights down, we can cue that. Thank you so much.
They cry. I'm Bible reading, Jesus preaching on the in and outside. But God help you if you ever cross the line. Back off my babies, you can't replace me. Don't go thinking you know better. I'll do the praying, I'll do the raising, I'll decide what's best because I'm a mama. Strangers, teachers, even the government. I'm not one to make a scene, but your crazy is my gasoline. Just try me and you'll find out what I mean. Back off my babies, you can't replace me. Don't go thinking you know better. I'll do the praying, I'll do the raising, I'll decide what's best because I'm a mama. I'm the keeper and protector, I'm the front line, the defender. I'm the comfort and the fighter, like a mama bear in the wild. Replace me, don't go thinking you know better. I'll do the praying, I'll do the raising, I'll decide what's best because I'm mama.
You're welcome, ladies. We all officially have a good walk-up song now. I sent that to my sister, and she's like, there's my walk-up song. I was like, me too, sis. Me too. So with that, our first amazing woman who is going to share this morning is my mama. And my mama is the best. I couldn't be more honored to get to call her mom. And she is a mother to many. She is indeed a mother to many. So if we could all give a big round of applause and appreciation for my amazing mom, Pastor Renee.
That song gets my blood turning. Come on. I love that so much. Thank you for the privilege and honor to say something today because I am full of love and I'm not very good at organizing here. But Jesus loves you this morning so much, and I believe that we are going to hear from heaven. And I felt all day long yesterday, God was showing me how to plead the blood of Jesus over all of us. And I feel like that in the times that we're living, every mama, every dad, every boy, every girl needs to know how to plead the blood of Jesus. This morning, we came really early, come every Sunday morning, and I was pleading the blood of Jesus over the whole area up here. Everybody that's up here, the blood of Jesus and the angels of the Lord are on assignment. So you're well protected. And I came downstairs and I pleaded the blood of Jesus over every chair. Oh, the angels of the Lord would encamp about us. And the wisdom would be in this room. And if any woman is here today and you're not a mother and you feel like, oh, I dread Mother's Day, I'm saying God's going to bless you so much. You don't have to think about that. You just know that God loves you. And I bless every woman here, every little girl that's going to be a mom someday. We bless them. And we put the angels of the Lord on the platform and we plead the blood of Jesus, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us life. Oh, and I wanted to mention, Harold and Judy, could you guys stand up? This was my youth pastors in Pendleton, Oregon. They've been our friends forever. They helped develop the love of God, and I bless you both. I thank you for the ministry that you guys have had and the children that you've raised. And I just want to, this is Alma's sister, and they surprised Alma today. So we just bless you, Alma and Henry. Thank you guys so much for being here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Today, all the women will receive a bottle of anointing oil. And I feel like that every household should have anointing oil. And I have a lot of big old jars of oil. And sometimes I just go around my property and I don't care if it's Costco's, you know, olive oil or whatever. And I just start pleading the blood of Jesus over my property. We live on a hill and I hear ambulances, police cars. It's just sirens. I mean, things are going on in Caldwell, Idaho. And so we want to protect ourselves. And the new police, chief of police in Caldwell has asked our church to pray for them. And we said, absolutely, yes, we'd be glad to pray for them. They said, especially on holidays that it has anything to do with Jesus. That is the worst crimes on those days. And I was like, wow, that is crazy. So I, as a church, I want us all to pray for our policemen, for all the people that are protecting us. It is an important season because the enemy would like to take them out too, but we're not going to have it. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. And I love the fact that moms have, if you don't have it, that you will ask for it, but discernment, to know when things are happening in your home that aren't. My mom, oh Lord, the Lord would talk to her all the time, and it was hard to do anything. I brought this little, you know, a little records that we didn't have. We did not grow up with a TV. So we had learned how to entertain ourselves. But we did have a record player, thank goodness, for those little tiny records. Well, I went to the store. I loved, was it TJ Maxx? Was it Mac Davis? I loved his voice and everything. Well, he had a song out, Having My Baby. What a lovely way of making it. My mom came into my room and she's like looking around. She took that little record, bam, she busted it up. That, what are you thinking? Why are you, you can't listen to stuff like that. I was like, Mom, you know, I just thought it was just such a pretty little song. But my mom had a spirit of discernment, and I'm thanking God for it now, because she saved us kids many times. And I don't want to go into a lot of detail, but I was in a really, really bad way. This was like when I was very young. And there was a man that was trying to take my life. And I was scared. I was on the floor. I knew that I was probably going to die right then. I mean, that spirit of death was over me. There was a gun on the counter, a knife, and I thought, okay, Lord, here it goes. And my mom was sitting on her porch at her house, and the Holy Spirit said, Renee's in trouble. Her and my dad got in the car, drove to this place that I was at. My mom kicked in the locked door. She came in like a roaring lion. She shoved that man from the kitchen to the living room. He was begging for mercy. She said, you will never touch my daughter again. Never touch my daughter again. And I was just like a limp rag on the floor. And she said, Renee, get up. Get up. Go and get in the car. I couldn't hardly walk. I was like, yes, mama. So I know what having a mama bear is like. And I just thank the Lord for my mom. Thank her. Yes. And I bless her. And another thing, I bless my parents. When I pray for my parents, I say, Lord, let them be healthy. Let them live long days of their life. And Lord, let them have their right minds. And let their feet be on the ground when they go out in a blaze of glory. And my dad is 90 years old. And he has a little struggle with his legs, but his feet are on the ground. He keeps marching. So I'm so thankful. And I was just thinking about even our homes. And yesterday, I was at my house, and I started thinking about pleading the blood of Jesus. And the Lord would show me, even when Sean and Cody and Dane Lynn, I had to learn their love languages. I had to know how to figure out what was happening in their lives. And the Lord showed me, like, to start praying over even their clothes. Like, I'd go to the closet, and I'd start anointing their clothes. And then I started writing little scriptures and putting them in their boots, clear up in where their, you know, toes were. And I would pray and over their pillows in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you would give them dreams and visions, that they would feel your Holy Spirit. And I would do this when they weren't home, you know, so they weren't. But I could feel things when they happened. One time the boys decided to go on a little vacation by themselves. And I felt like something was wrong. And I called my husband. And I said, I feel like that the boys are not at school today. And he goes, well, call the school and find out. I called the school. Yeah, sure enough, they weren't at school. And so I left. I was working at Macy's. I left and went home. And there was a nice little note on the table. Dad, don't worry about us. We just went on a little vacation. And we'll be back in about a week. Oh, dear. Papa Roy and my husband ended up going up to Cascade, where we have a cabin. The cops got there before we did, or he did. And the boys had a little hard time coming back home from their vacation. But, you know, sometimes if you feel in your heart, you have that discernment, yes, my kids, something needs to happen. I need to pray for my kids right now. Just do it and call the rest of the prayer warriors. One thing I am so thankful for, this church is a praying church. On Monday nights, we have the healing rooms. If you haven't been delivered, if you need healing in your body, you can come and get prayer on Monday nights. On Wednesday morning, we have a prayer meeting in this prayer room right over here, and it is wild. There's women and men, and I mean every age. Barb, can you stand up and raise your hand? She's been our faithful prayer leader. Barb hears from God, and she's been faithful all these years. And do you have the notebook? You can wave it. Oh, it's down there. Maybe right there where Aunt Betty, could you just put that up? If you want to today, there is a folder, and we have all the kids' names, like anybody, any of your children, you can put their names on there, and we pray over those names every week. We lay our hands and pray over those, all the children, grandchildren, whatever it is, and we have paper. Fallon got us a stack of paper, so you can put your kids' names on here. You can get them after church. And if you give them to Barb, she will put them in the folder. We will start praying for your children, praying for your grandchildren. And so it's a wonderful thing. Put your husband's name in there. Put your wife's name in there, too. I think it's a wonderful thing. Because they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives, even when they faced death. And I think that we are coming to this kind of thing. And there is persecution. There's persecution going on. But you know what? We're going to make it. We are going to soar high above the clouds and above the crowds of people because Jesus is invading the earth. He is bringing his presence, invading the earth. And you're going to feel him even when you're, sometimes don't you just feel the presence of Jesus, like when you're driving down the freeway and you just, there's so many cars now. I've been starting to pray over my car. Oh, Jesus, please protect me, God. Keep anybody from running into me, you know, because sometimes I get distracted. So I just say that's a good thing to do is pray over your car, pray over your kids' cars. And yes, learn how to plead the blood of Jesus over your kids. I talked to my daughter, Dana, this morning, and there's so many things that God showed her and I, and we love each other so much, and she's a pastor at a church in Santa Rosa, California. But we were both just praying for each other and encouraging each other today because she's speaking in California and where they need a lot of prayer. But I just want to encourage you that you have authority. You have the ability to pray. And the enemy cannot have our children. The devil is a liar. And they're going to bloom and blossom. And just like a river, their lives are going to be full. And another thing that you can do if... praise the Lord that Christy, when I was carrying her, I had my grandpa. I said, Grandpa, I want to anoint this baby. I want this baby to receive the Holy Spirit in my womb. I said, will you pray for me? He said, yes, come on over. So I came over. He took the oil out and anointed Christy Lynn with and asked the Lord to receive. We didn't even know it was a girl. I didn't know if it was a girl or a boy. It's with fill this baby with the Holy Spirit. And I was so excited because when she was like maybe 2 years old, my mother-in-law was sick and we went over and prayed for my mother-in-law. And my mother-in-law said, Renee, she was praying in tongues. And I was like, what? And yes, my daughter went over there and laid hands on her at 2 years old and was praying in tongues. And so I just say, God is... there's nothing impossible with God. So your children can receive the Holy Spirit even when they're young, even in your womb. And so it's such a privilege to be here with all of you because I love this church so much. I love all the people. I love all the young people. I thank you guys for being so faithful because great is your reward. Great is your reward. And there's a day coming when we will see his face. And when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that's going to be. Oh, I know that I love old songs sometimes. And it's like, you know, the blood that will never lose its power. That is what is here in this place. And I just want to thank you, if you want to come back up or whatever. Thank you for being so loving to people in this world. Because this church, we have a reputation of being loving people. You don't come and get rejected here, you know. And if you don't feel the love, just let us know and we'll just take care of it. We're going to love on you. And I just bless everybody here, bless every family in the name of Jesus.
Yes, amen. Let's go here for a minute. Yeah. Amen, that's such a good word, Mama.
What we're going to do now is we asked a few different women to come up here, and we're actually going to pray over some different things just as moms. So those moms that I contacted yesterday, could you come up now? Can I have Leah and Katie and Crystal? Yeah, you stay right here.
Okay.
Can we give a round of applause for these amazing mamas? This is my beautiful sister. Thank you, Lord, for that. And so just as a church together, as a congregation, can we partner in prayer right now? We're talking about the power of prayer, praying moms and a house of prayer, a people of prayer. So let's join in and let's intercede together over a few different things. And so you want to go first, sister?
Yeah. Well, this week on my heart, we have been dealing with fear inside my house with my daughter, Addie. She's 5, for those of you who don't know her. And this is not something that's common. It has kind of come up a few times before, but she's such a brave little girl. And we just love her spunkiness and her spiciness. But she has been waking up with like being afraid in the middle of the night. So when Crispy asked me if I could pray over something, you know, immediately I feel like God always brings whatever's going on in your heart or whatever you're doing in your family. There's always somebody else that can also benefit from that. You know, we share testimonies for a reason. So that's what I thought of, was like, I really want to pray over fear for moms, because two reasons: praying over breaking off fear of our children, but also for us moms to be empowered that we are not fearful, because we have the authority of Jesus in our hearts. And when I hear that song, Mama, it's such a fun song. But I even think it looks different for everybody and how our mama bear comes out. Like for me, when I hear that song, sometimes I'm like, I want to jump up and I want to just like dance to it. Other times I will cry because it invokes such a compassion in my heart that doesn't come out through me being like a fierce person from the outside. But my heart is, because I have so much emotion overflowing that I just start crying. Yeah. So, you know, that looks different for each mom, but God still put the same thing in each mama's heart, whether it looks the same or not. And it doesn't, but that is, you know, he gave us and empowered us to become moms. So we're not supposed to be like walking in fear. And that's what I'm excited to pray over about for you guys today.
Can our women stand up, please? Have our women stand.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, we come to you right now, and I just take a moment to be able to pray specifically over all of our moms. I ask that you would just touch each mom's heart right now and open up their hearts and the eyes of their heart to see where they might be, maybe not recognize it, but are walking in fear. And I just want to invite every mom right now to join me in breaking off that fear. Lord, we claim in your authority, Jesus, that we're not going to walk in fear. We break that off right now, and we ask that your strength, your Holy Spirit, will come in and fill that space so that we feel empowered when we walk out of here in a new, special way to pray over our children, to give them, to share that empowerment and give that in and just let our children take that and run with that. I pray right now that you're going to teach every mom in here how to do that. It's not something that we can always learn in a moment, but we learn as we grow as mothers. And every mother, whatever stage you're in, we know, God, you're working in our hearts, whether that is a grandmother praying for her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, or a new mom like me with young children where I'm just learning for the first time how to handle this. We ask that you would just totally just fill every mom's heart here right now in your name, Jesus. And also we ask that you would touch all of their children, that you would give them the spirit of bravery and courage, and that we would be able to step forth and teach them that. Teach them your scriptures that say, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified, because we know, God, you are always with us. And we just right now break off that and bind that in our children. If there is a spirit of fear going on in any of our children, we bind that in the name of Jesus right now, that you would just fill them up with your Holy Spirit, that they would be given that spirit of courage, of strength, Lord Jesus. And we ask this in your name. Amen.
Yeah, women,
you can stay standing. We got three more prayers. So ladies, you can just stay standing. If you need to sit, you can, but.
Yeah, I just felt so deeply in my heart when I got here this morning. I was talking to Pastor Christy. I want to pray over the identities of our children and what we speak into them as mothers. But I also want to specifically pray for the moms that feel like they're walking this spiritual journey alone. There are many that aren't. I just want you to know that you're seen today and that you're not walking this alone. And there's definitely also moms that have broken relationships with their children. And I specifically felt God say, I'm going to speak life over that today, not death. We're going to pray for restoration over that as well today. And we're going to pray that Jesus is just going to, you're going to feel him. You're going to hear him right now. So Jesus, we just pray for every mother in this room today. I thank you for every mother that has chosen to follow you, that has chosen to follow the hard path, the narrow path. And Lord, I thank you that because they are choosing this path, they will be rewarded, they will be blessed. And the biggest blessing of all is knowing you. That they get to know you for who you are. I pray for the mamas that have given up hope. I speak hope into your life right now in Jesus' name. I speak life into the situation that you feel like it's broken and that there is no way out of it. I speak against that right now in Jesus' name. And we just say, they are gonna come home. We thank you, Jesus, that they are going to come home. And Lord, we thank you that that is your plan. That is your beautiful plan for each of their lives, for each of their relationships. And as I was saying, I also pray for the mamas that are just brand new at this. We have so many new time mamas. I pray for them right now as well. Lord, I pray for wisdom. I pray for knowledge. I pray for the mamas that are handling more than one, so many toddlers as well. That in the moments where they feel they're not doing enough to pursue you, that they are able to, you're going to encounter them where they're at. You're going to find them. That they don't have to try so hard to do all the right things because you're just going to find them exactly where they're at. You're going to meet their needs. And I just thank you, God, for that. And I thank you for the youth that you're raising up. I thank you that you are going to show us how to equip them. You're going to show us how to empower them. That they will not bow down to what the society tells them is the norm. They're not going to bow down to those things. That you've called them, you've set them apart for such a time as this. And I thank you for every mama because you know that they are capable. You know that they are strong. And you know that you have chosen them as well for this time. So I bless every mother here today in knowing that you are with them. And knowing that you are in control. And knowing that you love them so much and that you are just going to show them more. You're going to speak to their hearts. They can hear you so clearly. And that in hearing you and hearing your voice, they're going to be able to speak into their children what you are speaking. You're going to speak identity over them. You're going to help them find their identity and they in turn will speak identity into their children. They will call them up to who you want them to be. Thank you for the future prophets, the future pastors, the future leaders that you have already called to raise up, Lord. Bless every mother here today. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
So I'm like Renee, we have 9 acres, and I get my gallon of Costco oil, and I'll walk that property, and I pray out loud because there's nobody nearby, real loud, so that's how I'm going to pray for you. Jesus, thank you for these mamas. Mm-hmm. Lord, we just ask you open wombs and bless wombs, Lord. If there's anybody here who wants a baby and doesn't have a baby, we start with that. Lord, give them the babies, their hearts cries. Lord, we thank you for the babies we have. Lord, we thank you for the babies that made us mamas. Thank you for those children. And Lord, if there's any prodigal child, Lord, we ask that you bring them home. Lord, all those mamas and those grandmas and those great mama grandmas who've been praying, we have a testimony in this house of Aunt Beatty's baby coming home. Bring those babies home. For Ellie Nelson, bring her home. Bring them all home. Put them on your lips right now. There are people you're praying for. Bring them home, Lord, in Jesus' name, that they would come to love you and serve you all the days of their lives. We pray for all of our babies. As a church, as mamas, as grandmas, Lord, just keep lifting them up. Lord, day after day, we are faithful, and I know you are faithful to bring them home. And Lord, I lift up to you our schools, our Christian schools, our private schools, our home schools, our public schools, Lord, wherever our babies are being taught up, Lord, convict us. Convict us to take authority there, to lead our homes, to disciple our kids, that we would do it first in our homes everywhere, Lord. And Lord, that you would raise up missionary teachers to go out to our public schools, that they would boldly stand on the wall and pray for their kids and love those kids. And Lord, for our private schools, that you would just bless us, that we could talk about Jesus and never take it for granted, that we would praise you and honor you and teach them, oh, how to speak prophetically and to walk like in power, Lord, that we would be so, the things that we get to do, we would just be so thankful for it. Lord, I bless this church. I bless these women that they would just feel empowered, equipped with every good gift, and that they would walk in the power of authority of mama, that song would be their heart cry. They would stand on the walls with their families, with their husbands, that they would partner in power and speak life over their families and walk in abundance. Bless their finances, bless their health, bless everything about them, that they would walk in peace in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much. Woo! I believe that's the way forward. In unity with each other, as sisters getting to run together, not in competition, but hand in hand, cheering each other on. It's important. Am I right? Get rid of all the cattiness, the jealousy, that can all go away. We're in this race together. We're on the same team. Thank you, Jesus. So what I really feel on my heart just for all of us as a body is the importance of being planted, especially as we move forward, you know, at such a time as this, what the Lord is doing, there is an importance of actually being people who are planted. And in Psalms 92, Linda, you're so amazing. It says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Everyone take this promise right here. They shall still bear fruit in old age. Come on. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. I love it. There's just biblical principles and promises in the Bible, and sometimes we don't really believe that, or we just don't apply it, or we're not aware. And one of the promises here about being planted is you'll flourish. Woohoo! I want to flourish. I want to be fruitful in my old age, and because that's what Jesus paid for. That's what he has paid for us. And the beauty of that, and some of the thing that kind of scares us, why people don't a lot of time get planted, is being planted requires vulnerability. Because when we stay with a people in a place, we can either hide, which is kind of hard when you're there for a long time, or to really get planted, people end up having to actually know you. Not have to, they get to know you.
which some of us love that idea and we're like, know me. Then some of us were like, no, I don't want people to know me. Because then I have to open up my heart. I have to walk in community. And that's a little different. But it's so important and it's so needed. And we've seen it. We've seen the effects of COVID, what that looked like. We have many different, very negative effects, a spirit of fear. It caused us to actually be afraid of each other, you know, like the different things where I remember when we first started, like the first Sunday we had, people came in and kind of looked at each other like, can I hug you? Can I not hug you? Which is just like the tactics of the enemy to pull us away, to isolate when we're made for community and being known, you know, like in the garden, they walked in fellowship. And so that's why it's just tactics of the enemy is to not be planted, to be the one who's just on your own. Obviously, it's amazing to be able to watch church online, praise God, different seasons, but there's a very different thing than being in the house, right, Selena? It's amazing, and you get to be with the people. You're like, oh, this is what I was made for. And so there's differences, and I just believe now more than ever is a time that we got to get planted. In Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. That's the power of community. When I'm around powerful people, like our VSSM students, you know, yesterday, I'm like, what day is it today? Yesterday was our last class of the year, and in our second year class, we talked so much about that of, hey, what did you take away from this year? And one of the biggest things is you're with a group of people who are encouraging you, who are calling you up higher, that you actually get to be vulnerable with and be like, hey, this is what's going on and this is hard, and people who will call out truth, who will lift you up, and that's the power of community. That's what comes from it. And this example of women coming together, and this goes all together in the body, not just women. Mother's Day can kind of seem like the hoorah women, and our men are like, all right, let's see what this Sunday is going to look like today. But there's a reality. This is an example of community that we need each other. We're stronger together. We're much stronger together. And in Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 12, we'll see. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not easily broken. And what I was taking from that is, I think what happens very often in the church, and we could just look around at different things that are happening worldwide with the church, is that sometimes people will come in, but they never let themselves actually be known. And they fall down, and who's there to help them up? You know, there's a reality that people will say things like, I'm good, I'm great, yes, woohoo. And then all of a sudden, you find out their life is saying something completely different, but they never took the time to be honest, to actually have people help them. And it's something that, as powerful people, we have to choose. We have to choose to be known. We have to choose vulnerability. We have to choose each other. And we give this example in VSSM a lot of, well, Pastor shares this a lot, of your check engine light. Like, is there anyone in your life that knows when your check engine light is on? Have we actually let ourselves be known enough that if my check engine light is on, someone will come to me and say, how are you really doing? I saw this was going on. What's really happening on the inside?
And my dad was a great example of this for me, being my dad who knew me, discipled me. He knew my signs, my little things that would come up if I wasn't doing the best. Where he'd be like, your room's a little bit messy, and your car is a little bit messy. How are you doing? What's going on? Because that would be a reflection of what was going on the inside. So he knew my check engine light, that those signs came up. He's like, oop, check engine light. Something's not good. But that's discipleship. That's being known. And so I'd say the challenge for us as a body, as people walking with each other, do we have people who actually know us enough that they can say, check engine light? Because if we have that, the safety will come from it to where we actually get to be healed and whole, and then we don't have a big fallout. And so this is my encouragement for us as a body, how important this is for us all together, and knowing for this next generation too, where I'm like, I better live this out. Me and my husband being over the youth, it's like, it's really important that we live this message out because our lives are impacting a lot of people and we need to know that for each other, that we want to be real. We don't want anything fake. And so it's time for people to choose to actually be healthy, to choose to be healthy, to watch over our hearts, to be honest, and to actually become responsible for ourselves. Woo! That I'm the only one who can change me, you know, the Holy Spirit will convict me, but I'm the one who makes the choices for my life. And we have to, all as a body, come to a place of, yep, this is a reality. I'm not a victim. We go through hard situations sometimes, but there's a reality where we choose, I'm going to be a powerful person. I'm going to walk in community. I'm going to let myself be known. I'm going to let people speak into my life. And I'll let people say, check engine light, because it produces fruit, freedom. 3 John, verse 1, it says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. So we want to prosper in every single area. But it takes us choosing to walk hand in hand with each other, to be known, not to just slip in and slip out. So can we agree to that challenge? Because when we agree to that challenge, oh man, the fruit, the freedom that will come from that is beyond what we can think, dream, or imagine. And we get to be healthy, whole people and see generations walking in truth, not just good face on Sunday, dying on the inside. Because no one wants that. It's terrible. It's not good. There's no freedom in it. So if we become real, we step into the light, this is really what's going on. We go to the right resources. That doesn't mean you just go to anyone. You find the people who are walking in freedom, who have integrity, and you say, can you help me? Find someone who has a really healthy marriage. If you want to grow in your marriage, find someone like that. If you are wanting to grow as being a parent, find that parent that you're like, wow, I want to be like that. You know, if it's finances, whatever it is, let's find people. Let's walk in community. Let's let ourselves be known. And let's just walk into the fullness that Jesus has for us. Amen? Amen. All right. Now, I get the privilege of welcoming up my amazing Aunt Betty, who her life challenges me, inspires me. I get excited about what a life with Jesus gets to look like. And so get ready to be blessed beyond measure. And let's give a big welcome to my amazing Aunt Betty.
Thank you, baby.
Love you so much. Wow. I think I'll take a water.
Have we been ministered to already? Wow. I just am thankful for this privilege today to stand up here and just share what the Lord's been doing for me. This has been the most exciting year of my spiritual life. And that goes back, oh, thank you. That goes back a long ways. Thank you, baby. I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 14, and now I'm 84. So you do the math, how many years I've been walking with the Lord, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful trip all the way. But this year, God has just showered me with his blessings. In fact, I want to go back to 2020. How many remember COVID? Wasn't that awful? Well, like so many of us, I went to the doctor 2 times, and he says, yes, you have COVID. You go home. The hospitals are full. Go home and drink a lot of water and get rest, and you'll either get better or worse. So I got worse. I was 8 days into my COVID. It was Saturday night at 10:30. I felt like I had 4 of those aprons that made out of lead that they put on to you to take your teeth x-ray on my chest, and I was having real difficulty breathing. I would exhale and force my lungs to force the air out, and then I would force it to come in, and I kept breathing that way, and it was working, and I thought, you know what? It's 10:30 at night, and I'm going to have to go to sleep sometime. If I go to sleep, I won't be able to breathe, and I'm going to die. And so I didn't want to go to sleep real good, and my phone rang at 10:30. I said, hello, and my nephew, Lynn Hardy, Pastor Lynn, said, Aunt Betty, I have a funny story to tell you. And I said, well, honey, you'll have to tell it quick because I'm too sick. He said, what kind of sick? I said, COVID. I can't breathe. He didn't say, well, I'll call the prayer chain. He was there within 5 minutes in my home. He walked in. He put his hand on my head, on my hair. He put his arm around me, and he started to pray in the name of Jesus. He said, Jesus, you are our peace, and I pray in the name of Jesus from the tip of Aunt Betty's head to the tip of her toes that she will have peace in her body, that she'll have peace in her lungs, and restore her, Lord Jesus. Immediately, I started to breathe like I'm breathing right now. The Lord healed me just like that. Woo! Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. And so he gave me some medicine and some broth and went home. I slept like a baby, and I had strength. Wednesday, I got to go back to my doctor, and he's a precious little Mormon boy, but he believes in divine healing. And we just had a praise session, praising the Lord for my healing. And he said, well, Betty, how is your energy level? I said, I have more energy than I had before I got COVID. He said, that is as big a miracle as your breath coming to you, because he said the number one symptom of long-term COVID is extreme fatigue. And I said, I don't have that. So the Lord healed me and blessed me. So from that, let's give the Lord a hand. Woo-hoo! Thank you, Jesus. Wow. So from that, I thought, what in the world is wrong with me that I am going to a church that they love the Lord and they were doing well, but what is wrong with me that I don't go where the Lord is so powerful and is available and the people love and care like I was loved and cared for? So I started coming to Valley. And yes, pray. And that's a praise. That's a praise. And I want to share the things that have led up to this being the best year of my life. The first thing that was so impactful to me was the Wednesday prayer meeting that Renee talked about. And I've been to lots of prayer meetings, but this wasn't one where five little ladies with their hair in a bun go on Wednesday morning to just have a place to go. That's totally not what this one's all about. These people, it varies in numbers, but 25 to 30 to 50 people, men and women that are passionate about praying to God and supplication to Him for the needs of the world. They pray for the world. They pray for the government. They pray for our country. They pray for our state. They pray for our city. And isn't it wonderful that the police in Caldwell are asking for the prayers of our people to protect them? I just think that's such a blessing. We're honored to do that. But these prayer warriors are intercessory prayer warriors. And doesn't matter if it's a new person that comes in, they don't even know. If they express the need, these people grab it and take it to God with all the power and unction that the Holy Spirit can lay on them. And it's amazing. God's just doing miracle after miracle. And the beautiful part is, I have had a prison ministry since 1981. Remember in 1980, there was a terrible riot in the Idaho State Prisons. The inmates burned a lot of the prison down, and the inmates were living in Tent City for a good 8 months, and they had no clergy, they had no social services. They were really getting kind of what they had deserved for themselves. God bless them. But anyway, I received a call from the director of religious services. He said, "Is this Betty Adams?" I said, "Yes, it is. Are you a country gospel singer?" "Yes, I am." And he said, I'm asking you," he said, "because of the riot in 1980, we've had no one to minister to these men that have been living in Tent City, and they're destroying themselves. They're breaking thumbs. They're slashing each other. They're destroying." He says, "If we have no incidents of violence this week, would you come and minister to the whole population next Sunday?" I said, "Yes, I would." And the Holy Spirit came, and from that time, I have been an active volunteer in the prisons all over the United States of America. So the beautiful part, and I told you that to tell you this, this intercessory prayer group has taken on the burden of my prison ministry as their own. They love every time I'm going to share at the prison, they sit me in a chair with that oil that Renee and Christy were talking, or the girls were talking about. They put the sign of the cross in my hand and in my other hand, on my forehead and on my feet, and anoint me in the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit to minister to the inmates on the following Sunday. And this is real, precious, precious church family. There has been such a marked difference in the effectiveness of my prison ministry. Thank you. Praise the Lord. And I just want to quickly share last Sunday and the ministry that I experienced in the Boise Women's Prison. And my dear, precious friend, Dr. Reese, went with me, and it was a real blessing for her to go with me and be the support. Anyway, we're in the room where we hold the service. The women come file in, and as I watch them come in, my heart reaches out in love. I just want to love everyone and pat them and encourage them in the love of Jesus, how much Jesus loves them. So we went through that, and the Lord had given me a very powerful scripture to share, and it was where Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Then Isaiah. I get there. The other scripture, it's not up there yet, is it? Okay. There it is. "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Okay, I just felt this burden to share with those girls. And as they came in and were seated, the Holy Spirit settled down. There was no shifting of feet. There was no getting up and running out to a bathroom or anything. It was just everyone was captivated by the Holy Spirit of God. And I shared, "Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, for I will give you rest." I said, you know, Jesus came not just to save us from our sins, but he came to bear our griefs and our sorrows. Whatever is, if it's big enough to be a problem and a hurt to us, a painful thing to us, it's big enough for him to touch it and make it well. Just like with our little children, as a parent, as a mama, all of you mamas know, if your little one is hurt, what do you want to do? Pick it up, hold it to you, and fix whatever's wrong. And so we've already been saved, so we appreciate that. But when we go to bed, and I shared this with the girls, when you're on your bunk at night, the lights are low, and you feel all alone, and your hot tears come because your worry settles in, your grief, your guilt. And so, are we happy? No. We're in pain. And do you know Jesus? How many of you, when you go to bed at night, feel grief and sorrow and pain? Don't raise those hands. But that's when the devil attacks us and wants to steal our peace and our rest and our soul. And so I just encourage the girls to give their griefs and their sorrow, their guilt, any negative feeling that comes to rob you of your pain, give it to the Lord Jesus. Well, I want to tell you a little. I'm very visual, and y'all know that. Okay. So I told the girls, okay, let's put our hands out in front of us. And I can't do it with hold the mic, but you can vision both my hands out here. So I said, take whichever is the most painful thing that comes to your mind at night. You put it in your right hand and hold it out. Now the second most worrisome thought, put that in there too. And in this hand, put number three. And I said, now let's hold them out in front of us. And I said, can you change whatever is worrying you right now? No. Who can? Jesus can. He wants to. He wants to take your pain away. He wants to take away your worry. He wants to give you what? Peace and rest in your heart. And so all you have to do is say, Lord Jesus, at the count of three, we're going to give it to the Lord. One, two, three. You throw that up to him in a physical movement. You give it to him. And he takes it. And he gives you what? Peace and rest, just like he promised. So the Lord took those words and he bathed it in those girls. And at the close of the service, there were seven that committed their lives to Jesus for the very first time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. There were 11 that rededicated their hearts to the Lord. And so what a blessing. And Dr. Reese afterwards, she says, Betty, those girls were so captivated by every word. The only time that their eyes were diverted from when you were sharing was when they passed the toilet paper rolls around to sop up their tears, and they actually ran out of toilet paper, had to go get some more and pass it around to sop up their tears. But God is so loving and wonderful. Isn't it great that he's ministering? And I'd appreciate you praying for me. And again, I just thank everyone in the prayer group that prays. Now, there's one more thing that I wanted to share. Am I okay for time, Lynn? One, that thumb means okay. All right, thank you. I'll do this very quickly. Another thing that made this year the best year of my life spiritually is VSSM. Has anybody heard about that? Oh, man. I was captivated by it, by the testimonials of people that had been through 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, because it was just so exciting, and I've always wanted more of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, when the people gathered up here and people come for needs and are crying out to God, the prayer partners are always saying, do you want more? Ask for more. And I thought, yes, Lord, I want more. So that's why I started going to VSSM this year. And every class was more exciting and better than the one before. And I didn't think it could be. But it's that powerful. And about probably midway into VSSM this year, we had Prophet John Hartke that came. Anybody remember him? All right. He prophesied over me. And he said, Sister Betty, there was a woman at the well, and she came to Jesus, and he ministered to her, and he sent her out, and she brought the whole city to Jesus. And he said, you're that woman. And he said, there's someone in your circle that has been struggling with addiction unsuccessfully for many years. But through your learning and your dedication to God, they are going to come to the Lord Jesus and be delivered from their addiction. And your whole family will be in revival and come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And many of you were there at that prophecy. And you know what? My son, Clint, had struggled for 50 years with his addiction. And I had never given up on him. I would say, in the midst of his struggle, where'd he go? Is he here? He was here. Anyway, I would say, Clint, you are my miracle in the making. And I said, God is going to give you victory. There he is. Give you victory and help you to become the man he created you to be. And is that right, Clint? Yeah. Okay. Well, Clint was at the bottom and he needed God desperately. He took one of his friends to the Monday night prayer group because he knew the friend needed help. But guess who got help? Amen. Amen. And when Clint gave his testimony a couple of Sundays back, he said that he had been given to the Lord in my womb. And that is true. I had given him to God in my womb. And the first thing that the prayer leader said was, you were given to the Lord in your mother's womb. So God showed her. Anyway, I just praise the Lord that Clint has found total deliverance from alcohol and drugs. And yes, amen, amen. So we praise the Lord. And I just want to encourage you mothers, no matter how dark it seems for your babies or your grandbabies, don't give up on praying, because God is hearing. He is treasuring those prayers and he's paying attention and he's loving that baby. And maybe they're out of your reach, but they're not out of God's reach. So that was what I want to share with you. That's all. God bless you. I love you. Amen. I love you. Love you, love you, love you. Okay.
Praise God. Can we have everyone stand? We're gonna close here, but here's something you want to do. I heard this recently, and
It was a message from Heidi Baker, and she said, it's time to put the fishing poles down and time to pick up the nets.
Amen.
So it's time to put the individual fishing pole down. It's time to pick up the nets together. And it's just so beautiful hearing, you know, my Aunt Betty's testimony of, you know, there's the one who stepped in. Like my parents went and prayed for her. She gets completely healed. And then what it looks like, well, then you come into community with intercessors that partner with you. And then you get to see your whole family in revival. That's the nets, that we all have our part. We're all in this together, and we're pulling in the harvest together. And we get to do this as one.
I just need to add one thing. That revival prophecy, I'm receiving phone calls from Oklahoma. Aunt Betty, can you help me pray? And my family is coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, just one after Hawthorne, Nevada, Lynn's bloodline, well, mine too, but anyway, they're coming to the Lord Jesus, and it is happening right yes. now. Praise the Lord.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. And so can we have all of our women, can all of our women come up to the front here? We just want our women to come up. Let's fill the front here really quickly. There we go. We can spread around. Love it. Can we do something? Can you actually hold hands to the person next to you? Yeah, let's link here together. And men, as covering, can you just reach your hands out as we pray for all of our women here? Thank you. Jesus, we just thank you that we're in this together. Thank you that you designed us for a community. And Lord, together we pick up the nets yes. as one. Lord, to pull in the harvest that you have. We just thank you, Jesus, for testimonies of families coming home. Yes. And we say, do it again. For each and every person here, do it again. Do it again. Do it again in Jesus' name. We just thank you for divine healing. I thank you for strength. I thank you for hope. I thank you for peace. And I thank you for supernatural boldness, God. I just thank you for just awakening a godly boldness within us to walk in all that you have for us, Jesus. And I just thank you for divine friendships, God. I thank you for kingdom friendships that you are establishing, and the reminder that we are never alone. We're never alone. We're never alone. We have a seat at the table together. And I just pray right now, Lord, for just awareness, Holy Spirit. You would help us to be so aware to just the little inklings, Lord, of, you know, the phone call, the word of encouragement, whatever it is, those that you're putting on our hearts, that we would be quick to respond. And I just thank you for giving us a heart for your people. For your sons and daughters. So Jesus, we thank you that the harvest is ripe, and that we're going to be ones who walk around with that perspective of knowing that the harvest is indeed ripe. And so Lord, I just thank you for all that you're doing. We bless every woman in this room, that your sweet presence would just rest on every single woman, that your peace would rest, that your joy would rest, that your comfort would rest on each woman here. And I just thank you for just clarifying vision and direction for each and every woman. In Jesus' name.
Lord, we just praise you for everyone here that is crying out to you and reaching for more of you. And Lord, we pray for every wayward child that is represented here today. We know that the prodigals are coming home. We thank you for it, Lord. We know that the Father's running toward them and they're running toward you. And we pray for total restoration of families, Lord. We thank you for everyone here that's reaching out to you, and we know that you're going to meet that need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes.
So I encourage you, just look around once again. Take a look around. Know that you're not alone, that we were created to walk together. Amen. To walk in community with each other.
Yes.
Amen. And we have gifts for you as you go out at the door for our women. We've got cute little seed packets for you to plant your flowers, because we want to be planted and we love flowers. And we got our anointing oil because we're going to do business in the kingdom. And I want to give a huge thank you, Christy and Selena. Can you just raise your hand? I see Christy, and there's Selena. These amazing ladies made us the most beautiful picture backdrop. They came in, they set it up so that mamas, you can have your fun photo op. So if you ever want to have something like that, these are the ladies to talk to. So we bless you all in Jesus' name, that you'd be blessed in your coming, you'd be blessed in your going, when you sleep, as you're dreaming with the Lord, as you go out today, that the Lord's hand of favor and goodness would be over you, that surely goodness and mercy are going to follow you all the days of your life. So we bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen.